This is a CKTZ News Update. As Cortez Island looks for ways to address the need for affordable housing, creation of a tiny home park is gathering momentum. People are building the structures, but where they can be placed is challenging, according to Cortez Community Housing Society Executive Director Sandra Wood. The society is in the process of building 24 affordable townhomes on its Rainbow Ridge property in Manson's Landing, and Wood says they looked into creating a tiny home park as well, but that would involve changing density regulations under the local official community plan.
We didn't at the time feel like we wanted to take on the revision of the official community plan to incorporate tiny homes. We just felt that was more complicated. And we still feel that is a piece of work that needs to be done. Not necessarily by the housing society, but it could be done by a group of like-minded tiny home owners who have a plan or a concept of making a tiny home park. And that could be done on a portion of the Rainbow Ridge land, or it could be done on another piece of property on Cortez. But it's a discussion, I think, that the community has to have on how to make that happen and where to allow that to happen.
Aside from revising the official community plan, Wood says there are many additional considerations.
On top of that, there are a number of technical issues that need to be resolved or decided on, or standards need to be put into place so that it can be done in an attractive, affordable way. And so that was the issue that the Housing Society ran into, is when we looked at potentially creating a tiny home park, we realized in the case of the Housing Society taking that project on, it means we would have to subdivide a portion of Rainbow Ridge off maybe a 5 or 6 acre parcel off of the 51 acres so that we could keep whatever debt or any mortgage or any encumbrances would be just associated with that smaller parcel and not affect the rest of the land. And then as soon as you do a subdivision, then the Ministry of Transportation is involved with approving your neighborhood plan, and that includes approving everything from the road design, the road access to that property. And in our case, for example, if we were trying to do it on the south end of the Rainbow Ridge property, that would be close to the cemetery road access. It looked like when we investigated it, it would mean that we would have to improve the quality and the width of Cemetery Road, and we, the Housing Society, would bear the cost of all those roadworks, including the new road that would go into the tiny home park in this conversation. And then in addition to that, obviously, if you're going to be hooking up 20 or more tiny homes, that means a major septic system that can take the wastewater and the sewage from all those tiny homes, or at the very least, build a laundromat and a public washroom as far as offering showers and toilets to the residents of that tiny home park, and that would need to be hooked up to a proper wastewater system. And of course, you've got water and bringing in power to each of the sites where a tiny home would be allowed to be positioned.
Yeah.
So suddenly you have a huge infrastructure cost to make that happen. And really what you're building is a modern day mobile home park.
Wood says there's nothing stopping a private investor who has sufficient property and resources creating a tiny home park. But the devil is in the details.
You are allowed to have outbuildings on your property, and you are allowed to have movable structures on your property. So in theory, you can have tiny homes or sleeping cabins or those kinds of guest accommodations. But there comes a point, and I don't know what that point is off the top of my head, as far as when does a tiny home get deemed to be a dwelling? And when does it count as the cottage on your property? And I think those are the things that the Strathcona Regional District and the community of Cortez have to help define those rules.
Wood adds that the Cortez Community Housing Society welcomes creative proposals for further cooperative or co-housing initiatives on the Rainbow Ridge property in Manson's Landing. Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.